Lincoln Financial Field is rocking. A showdown in the NFC East. Back goes Foles. He looks. He's firing for the end zone. And it is caught for a touchdown. Zucker. Manning takes the snap. He pumps. He big chase. They've sacked him. Manning takes the snap. He's back. Steps up. They've got him again.
Boy, this is quarterback sack night. Those black shirts, they must be working.
Makes the sprawls. He runs, he looks, he is lobbing it. He's got a touchdown into the hands of James Casey. Goes to McCoy, gets a block, turns the corner, 45, 50, 45, 40. Gets away from one man, and Shady is well over the 100-yard mark.
Big, big night for Shady McCoy.
Gives it off to Sproles, tries to turn the corner. He's at the 10, he's at the 5, he's in for a touchdown. Darren Sproles. Again, the final score. The Eagles 27, the Giants nothing.
Welcome you to Eagles 360 at a very jovial, upbeat, excited NovaCare Complex. Dave Spadaro, Bo Wolf, one day after the Eagles completely dismantled the New York Giants 27-0, a Sunday night to remember at Lincoln Financial Field.
No question about it. The crowd was raucous. Chip Kelly giving credit to the faithful at Lincoln Financial Field, and what a performance it was for the Eagles. The first shutout since 1996. That, of course, also came against the New York Giants. And LeSean McCoy getting rolling. This was the game we've been waiting all season to see, Dave.
Yeah, and the defense really turning it up against Eli Manning. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more as the Eagles players have scattered. The bye week is here. They came in this morning for a meeting, a team picture, and now they're gone. We get you caught up on the latest. Chris McPherson out on the practice field with our news roundup presented by Sports Authority.
Thanks, Dave and Bo. Head coach Chip Kelly offered what could be described as the best news possible regarding the status of running back Darren Sproles, who exited Sunday night's win over the Giants with a left knee injury. An MRI on Monday revealed that Sproles has an MCL sprain. He will receive treatment at the NovaCare Complex during the bye and be reevaluated when the team returns for training next week. Two things to note here is that the Eagles will not make a roster move, and the other is that the injury is not as severe as the one that landed guard Evan Mathis on the designated for return list.
He has a spruce. Right, Les? You like that?
What grade spruce is it?
It's a 31. 31 spruce. Now, he's got an MCL sprain, so we'll see how long it's going to be. Could be a week or two. Could be back after. We have a week off, so he'll get treatment, and we'll assess him when we get back next Tuesday.
The bye week will give players like Sproles a chance for some much-needed rest. In the coming weeks, the Eagles will welcome the return of players such as center Jason Kelce, guard Evan Mathis, and linebacker Michael Kendricks. The injuries that the Eagles have overcome in the first six games of this season have truly tested the depth of this team.
You are literally a play away. It's not a cliche, and I think the guys that have taken advantage of it have really made their reps count when they were in there, really trained like they were going to be the starters. Then when they get the opportunity to then become a starter, I think they kind of take it and run with it. And I think we're getting really good contributions from those guys. And I think that's what you need to have to be a really good football team. You need to have really good depth.
The Eagles put together the most complete performance of the season in the win over the Giants. This one, everyone, was truly a team win.
You know, it's something to build upon. We talk about when we get back and sit down with them on film next week of the positives that we can build upon from that game. There's still some negatives we need to clean up, and they know that. Didn't play a perfect game, but we played a better total four quarters. It wasn't as many in other games. I said it last night. I think we did things in spurts. I think we did things on a more consistent basis, and to win in this league, it's about consistency, and we're moving in that direction.
Earlier this morning, the Eagles posed for their team photograph. Chip Kelly actually referenced the famous photographer Ansel Adams, then offered this message to his 5-1 team.
It was just, we've got a good start, but we need to continue. Take this time, this week you have off, And just kind of get away and eliminate the stress in your life. Just relax, spend some time with your family, enjoy your couple of days off. They're required to get two workouts in while they're away. You know, and we gave a strength and conditioning presentation to them in terms of what we wanted to get accomplished. And then, you know, Josh and Sean and those guys talked to them about what we wanted to get from a strength and conditioning standpoint. And then we'll see them on Tuesday.
That's going to do it for this news roundup presented by Sports Authority. Let's send it back inside the studio for more here on Eagles 360 with Dave and Bo.
Well, thank you very much, Chris. We're all celebrating a night of great football, great fun, a terrific halftime show from boys to men. So much more to get into here on Eagles 360.
And that's right, Dave. And next on Eagles 360, we're going to talk about the offense, the game we've been waiting to see, LeSean McCoy finally getting going 149 yards on the ground. No coincidence that it came in the second straight game with the same offensive line for the first time this season.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans. Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
Hi, my name is Jim Taylor. I've been with Acme for 34 years. Our Lancaster brand beef is the best around. We cut our meat fresh every day. We actually have customers come from other stores just for our meat.
Freshness is our number one priority. No one beats our fresh fish.
We have the freshest apples, the Christie's lettuce. Fresh produce is what we do.
We do the best cake decorating in the area, hands down.
123 years strong. Come on in. You'll see the changes. You'll feel it. You'll love it.
Cancer can move fast, but Jefferson is keeping our patients ahead of it. With the fastest-growing medical oncology program in the region, treating cancers with a team of multi-specialty experts who work together to provide seamless care, helping us earn NCI designation and widespread respect. Cancer has a strategy. Divide and conquer. That's why we give our patients our undivided attention.
Discover the difference Jefferson's Kimmel Cancer Center makes. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding SEPTA was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks. There's people ringing bells above me. There's honking going on. There's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
Welcome back to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Bo Wolf. Funny, Bo, what a 149-yard rushing game will do for a running back. LeSean McCoy now the fourth most yards rushing in the National Football League. Entered Sunday night's game with a less than 3 yards per carry average.
And I think he was a little bit offended that the Giants played him six guys in the box. This is the guy who led the league in rushing last season, the All-Pro, the best running back in the league last year. I think he felt a little bit disrespected.
Yeah, he certainly showed just how ready he was to destroy the New York Giants in prime time. He spoke after the game, a very excited LeSean McCoy after the big win over the Giants.
I think tonight we really played all together. There was tons of running lanes. It was tons of guys open in the passing game. The defense had so many tackles and sacks for losses. And special teams got another block again. So we're all just playing on the same page and making plays and trying to win games. Chip did a great job today, too, of calling the plays. He got me so many one-on-one opportunities to make plays. And the guys up front just blew him off the ball the whole entire game. I mean, sitting back there deep, looking at as the plays are developing and just seeing how the guys up front are blocking. Yeah, mate, as a running back, you know, you feel good. Start getting your groove. And then now you can start picking them apart. Nick threw some dump passes. They made some play actions. They made plays. So as an offense, I felt like we played well today. And it's the guys up front just really totally dominating. They made the right calls and played well. So definitely a lot more running lanes. And also myself, I feel like I made a lot more better decisions, like just going, just hitting it. If it's going to be a hole or it's not going to be a hole, I'm just going to, you know, take the most I can get. You know, and just and there's some plays I feel like I left some yards out there. You know, in open field, that's what I do best. And tonight they kind of got me more than I would like.
So McCoy back on track. The Eagles offense also back on track Sunday night. A nice balanced effort. Take a look at some of the numbers from that 27-0 win, Bo. What jumps out at you from the offensive performance
in primetime.
Well, the balance is the key. You know, Nick Foles, despite those two interceptions, spread the ball around plenty. I think seven guys had catches, six of them with at least two receptions. But, of course, the big story here is the Eagles' ground game, getting back to what they were so dominant at last season, with LeSean McCoy playing behind the same five guys up front for the second consecutive game. The first time he's done that this season, you saw the effect that that had. And also some questionable defensive decisions from the Giants not to load the box against Shady, which he's seen this year. But those guys up front, David Moulk was blocking guys downfield. Lane Johnson, his second game back, you could see the difference it made. And Jason Peters really just eliminated Jason Pierre-Paul.
Yeah, I love the tempo that the Eagles came out and played with. They were faster than I think they've been. Certainly this season, but in the 2 years with Chip Kelly, really setting the tone, gashing the Giants inside early. And then, Bo, what I really liked, using the tight ends. Zach Ertz, a touchdown catch. James Casey, a touchdown catch. Combined, eight receptions for the three tight ends. A tremendous performance, spreading it around Nick Foles. A couple of interceptions, so still something to think about there, something to work on, a couple of missed opportunities. But for the most part, the offense doing the job. And then resting in the fourth quarter, giving Trey Burton a chance.
That's right.
To clean up. Take a look at some of the numbers for the Eagles offense this season. The key one there, points per game, 30.5, second in the NFL.
You got to give credit to the defense and special teams for that, of course.
And also, third down percentage strong, 40% in the red zone, 2 of 4 on Sunday night. Still a number that I'm keeping my eyes on.
You've been looking at that red zone offense all
year
long.
All season long. It's so important. And I thought actually early in the game, Eagles dominate the first quarter. And they convert in the red zone the second trip there, the touchdown pass to Ertz. I thought that was huge. The Eagles then go up two scores rather than keeping the Giants hanging around with field goals. Eagles miss on the first red zone opportunity, score in the second one, and that lead held up for the Eagles.
And that was the most important throw that Nick Foles made all night, was that third and goal touchdown to Zach Ertz, a beautifully lofted play for Ertz to go get it over Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie.
We talk about the running game. It really clicked for the Eagles in this football game. Our Beneath the Surface feature, Greg Cosell talks about a LeSean McCoy run to the perimeter where he gashed the Giants all night long.
One of the staples of the Eagles' running game a year ago was getting LeSean McCoy on the edge with sweeps and with outside runs. In the third quarter of the Giants game, we finally saw that this year run to perfection. And when Jason Kelce went out, there was a concern that maybe the Eagles wouldn't be able to do that with David Moulk at center. But few might remember that Moulk at the University of Michigan, a smallish center, had very, very good movement. And I want to show you this play with McCoy. And the first thing you're going to notice is Foles is going to move McCoy from one side of the formation to the other. So if we can just move the play and you can see that, you'll see that McCoy moves. Then we can stop it here. What you're going to get right here, here's the center Moulk. Here's the right guard Harriman. They're going to get out on the perimeter. They're going to pull. This is something we saw an awful lot of last season. And what you're going to see is Moulk is going to get Beeson. Let's clear the screen and run this. This is really, really well done. Moulk is going to get Beeson. Harriman's is going to get Demps. And then you get an excellent block by Matthews. And you get McCoy being McCoy in the open field. This is the outside run game that we've not seen a lot of. It was the big play that ended the drive in which then Darren Sproles would score a touchdown to finish it off. Another outside run, by the way. So this is a very encouraging sign as the Eagles move forward this season.
Well, it's always fun to watch this Eagles offense going, and great to see LeSean McCoy getting back to the Shady of old. But the story of this game, Dave, was that defense. Eight sacks, the first shutout in 18 years. What a performance.
Yeah, great performance. Not just the pass rush, but the way the Eagles forced the issue on Eli Manning, the cornerbacks. Tremendous in coverage against a good group of receivers. A complete shutdown against the Giants running game. And when we return to Eagles 360, we shift our attention to that side of the football, the dominating defense of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Score a free Dunkin' Donuts medium hot or iced coffee the day after an Eagles win with the Dunkin' mobile app.
Eagles win?
You win!
Go Eagles!
America runs on Dunkin'.
Dunkin' Donuts is helping more area youth get in the game through the Touchdowns for Kids program. For every Philadelphia Eagles touchdown, Dunkin' Donuts will donate $250 to Good Sports, bringing new equipment and resources to youth sports organizations in need throughout the greater Philadelphia region.
At Lincoln Financial, we believe you're the boss of your life, the chief life officer. In charge of creating memories, planning futures, and keeping promises. Ask your financial advisor how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future. Life, income, retirement, group benefits, and advice. Lincoln Financial, you're in charge.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
To get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place a fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
Xbox One is giving you the chance to play with a pro. Enter to win a brand new Xbox One console and play a game of Madden NFL 2015 against Eagles cornerback Brandon Boykin at the NovaCare Complex. Enter today at PhiladelphiaEagles.com/Xbox. Sweepstakes are open to residents of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. We welcome you back to Eagles 360. Time to talk defense, and that means defensive coordinator Bill Davis meets the media after the finest performance of the Eagles defense during his 2 years here.
Well, we knew the run game was what really was the balance that they had, and we wanted to make sure to make it a one-dimensional game, and the guys did a great job stopping the run early, and then we took away some quick throwing lanes, and that kind of got Eli holding the ball a little bit, and then the pass rush was just really on their game today. They rushed well as a group. You know, we moved it around a little bit, who was rushing, who wasn't, and just got them looking at the rush, and it helped. The coverage was tight. You know, it's a great feeling, but it's 1 week, like all of them. You know, even when you feel down after some of the wins and down after a bad loss, you enjoy the moment, you enjoy the win, because that's the most important thing, and then the shutout's the bonus. And it's neat that we can do that. The guys know that the bar's that high now, and we got to strive for the four quarters. That's what we put up today. It was four quarters of good ball, and that's what we hadn't done up to this time. The NFL it's a tough business, and you're going to have some bad weeks or bad stretches of a couple games, and then you put some good stretches together, everybody loves you again. So it's just a grind, and you just got to put your head down and work and hold on to the confidence as a group, collectively and individually.
Well, that's Bill Davis, and these are the numbers in both. Every single one of them remarkably impressive against the Giants, an offense that had scored more than 100 points, averaging more than 30 points a game the last 3 weeks.
And all we heard coming into this game was how the Giants' offense was now functioning as it had meant to be. The offensive line was coming together. Well, that was not the case on Sunday night. The Eagles dominated the Giants up front. Eli Manning, you could tell, was not comfortable in the pocket all night long. Really, it was just beautiful to watch.
Yeah, and how do the Eagles then take what they did defensively, these game notes, ultra impressive. How do they take what they did defensively in this game and move it forward the rest of the season?
Well, that's a good question. Obviously, you hope that this pass rush is a sign of what we're going to see from the Eagles for the rest of the season. 16 sacks over the last three games, everybody contributing. 3 sacks from Connor Barwin, 2 sacks from Vinnie Curry, Trent Cole, Brandon Graham, even Brandon Bear getting in on the action. And how about just the importance of DeMeco Ryans gutting through that groin injury, being in the middle for this Eagles defense? You can just tell how much these guys love to play with each other. Casey Matthews saying after the game, DeMeco Ryans is probably the greatest teammate I've ever had.
And Casey Matthews, Emmanuel Acho really stepping their games up the last couple of weeks in place of Michael Kendricks. We hope that Kendricks is back for the Arizona game in a couple of weeks. But Eagles showing some depth, the secondary doing an excellent job, much maligned secondary going into this game. Not a lot of Eagles fans saying a lot of good things about Kerry Williams and Bradley Fletcher.
That's a good point. And the other guy up front who's been so impressive to me all season and was so impressive again last night, Fletcher Cox, the former first-round pick, he has sort of taken that next step this season. He's been dominating guys up front. It's great to see.
Yeah, the defense obviously very pleased with his performance after the game. We go into the locker room talking D.
No, I think we were well prepared. You know what I mean? I mean, we knew had an idea when they were going to run the ball, and I think our guys up front were really disciplined to know and unselfish and to know when to pass rush when it's passed and when to sit down and play the run when it's going to be run.
Well, that was our goal. I knew if we got after Eli early, I knew we could, you know, really control the game. So that was our goal, and we started to hit him early, so I knew we had him.
From a secondary standpoint, we knew we had to do a good job on the line of scrimmage, pressing the receivers, taking away his first read. With their offense, they do a good job of getting rid of the ball quick, and if you give them open windows early in the down, your rush never gets a chance to get there. So we wanted to be aggressive, take away those early windows in the first 2 seconds of the down. And when we were able to do that, our D-line got home.
You know, when our defense, everybody's working together to trying to stay away from mistakes and penalties and being disciplined out there, playing ball, you know, things like this can happen. And this is a result of tonight, you know. Everybody playing together as offense, as a defense, as special teams. It was all-around team game here. You know, everybody fed off each other, and it was just a great overall win, you know, especially going into this bye week.
Well, the final phase of the Eagles team that's been so impressive, of course, is special teams. Dave, we're going to talk a little bit about them next.
Yeah, remarkably, almost an afterthought when you're talking a 27-0 win over the Giants. But once again, special teams stepping up to the plate and taking over the game against the Giants. We'll talk about that when we return to Eagles 360.
The tournament is there. You're here. And before you take the team's star midfielder from here to there, along with his entourage, you have some things to do, like finding a place to stay, getting an oil change, mapping out the best route. Yes. Are we there yet? No. Roadside assistance? Not today, but always on call. So wherever your journey takes you, AAA helps you get there. So everyone's a winner. Start your journey at AAA.com.
In the locker room, we are all the same. Win or lose, we get what we need to come back for more. Gatorade Recover, 20 grams of pro caliber protein from the locker rooms of the pros, now in yours.
Hi, my name is Rhonda. I've worked for Acme Markets for 30 years. Here at Acme, community means everything to us. Prices have never been better.
Going up and down the aisles, I do get a lot of compliments when the lower prices.
Your store looks great. I love the people. I love the shop here.
I just think people are definitely seeing a change and seeing that it's getting better with Acme. And it's not just the prices. It's the customers that are coming in here talking it up. Come on in. Check us out.
We're back.
Now, Eagles fans, Bob's Discount Furniture and the Philadelphia Eagles are giving you the chance to win 11 tickets to watch the Eagles take on Carolina. Visit mybobs.com/Eagles lineup to enter now. Contest ends October 27th, 2014. Dave Spadaro, Bo Wolf talking a little special teams for the Eagles. And on Sunday night, the Eagles again delivering.
That's right. Cody Parkey nails again. He's so good. He's got ice in his veins. He hasn't really shown any sign of wavering. And then you got a partially blocked punt from your doppelganger, Chris Maragos.
Thank you.
You know, it'd be nice to get a fully blocked punt, but we'll take the partial.
Yeah, an off game for the special teams. Darren Sproles, a big performance again with that near touchdown on the punt return.
They need to be better, you know?
Yeah, and you know, Donnie Jones dropping punts, five of them inside the 20-yard line. So they did the job. And let's mention something here, too. Nobody ever pays attention. Rookies, Jalen Watkins and Josh Huff, took over at the gunner positions on punt coverage and got down the field and were in position to make plays on every kick. They did a great job giving Brandon Boykin a chance to catch his breath,
yeah,
rest his legs.
Because Boykin's been so good at that since the beginning of last season. But it shows you the faith that they have and the trust that they have in these rookies to get that job done, which is such an important role, obviously, on special teams.
Yeah, I think the Eagles expected the Giants to use a lot of three wides and have Boykin on the field in the slot against Victor Cruz, who, by the way, we wish a very speedy recovery from his patellar tendon injury. Some games around the league that are of interest. Of course, the Dallas Cowboys, a big win in Seattle over the Seahawks. The Cowboys, 5 straight wins, 5-1. That team, Bo Wolf, is for real 6 games into the season.
No question about it. Obviously, everybody now circling Thanksgiving on their calendars as the big first matchup between the Eagles and Cowboys. They'll meet twice within 17 days, but the Cowboys are definitely for real. That offensive line is perhaps the best in the league considering the Eagles' injuries. Tyron Smith, one of the the best left tackles in the league, and DeMarco Murray, of course, the league's leading rusher. They are running behind him, and he is running the engine for them.
The three-game gauntlet for the Eagles, the Cowboys at the Cowboys, Seattle at home, and then Dallas at home. Should be a fun way to get into the stretch run here. The Washington Redskins, another tough loss on the road, losing to the Arizona Cardinals. Green Bay, a remarkable comeback victory in Miami. And then a tie ball game. Donovan McNabb, where are you? Carolina and Cincinnati, a tie game in Cincy.
That's right. And, of course, I had my eye on the Arizona game because that's where the Eagles go next. Yep. If Carson Palmer is back, that team is much more dangerous than they are, obviously, with a guy like Drew Stanton or Logan Thomas back.
We don't have to worry about that now. It's the bye week. We get to relax, exhale. 5-1 Philadelphia Eagles after six games. We'll return to Eagles 360 in just a moment to wrap things up and find out maybe what you have a question about the Eagles. Well, we give you a chance to talk to the Eagles. On the other side here on Eagles 360.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
To get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place a fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
Cancer can move fast, but Jefferson is keeping our patients ahead of it. With the fastest-growing medical oncology program in the region, treating cancers with a team of multi-specialty experts who work together to provide seamless care, helping us earn NCI designation and widespread respect. Cancer has a strategy. Divide and conquer. That's why we give our patients our undivided attention.
Discover the difference Jefferson's Kimmel Cancer Center makes. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
In the locker room, we are all the same. Win or lose. We get what we need to come back for more. Gatorade Recover, 20 grams of pro caliber protein. From the locker rooms of the pros, now in yours.
What would you ask your favorite Philadelphia Eagles player? Here's your chance. Just tweet your question using hashtag AskAnEagle, and your question could be featured on Inside the Eagles. Airing on 6ABC, Ask an Eagle, presented by GEICO. Dave Spadaro, Bo Wolf here at Eagles 360. Some closing thoughts here, Bo. The Eagles off, enjoying the week, as we will the rest of this week. Eagles at 5-1, concerns moving forward.
For me, the big thing about the bye is the hope that the Eagles' health is going to really bounce back after this week off, and you hope to get guys like Jason Kelsey and Evan Mathis back on the horizon. Michael Kendricks, hopefully, will find out what the case is with Darren Sproles. But to be sitting 5-1 at the bye with as many injuries as the Eagles have suffered so far, obviously, it's a great place to be.
Yeah, the Eagles have really done a terrific job. All of a sudden, the conversation has changed. Instead of the Eagles could be 1-4, they could be 6-0, two yards away. So, a great start for the Eagles. We thank you so much for joining us today on Eagles 360. For Bo Wolf, I'm Dave Spadaro. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.